This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Out of all of us, I think I'm the most professional at this.
I'm going to leave it alone because I've been calling you a tramp for far too long.
Thank you. I accept that apology.
That's not what that was. I want you to understand the distinction between maybe... Yeah,
it just sounded like he's bored. He's just like tired.
Yeah, it's just too easy. You're like you're like a kitten with yarn. No, I think...
Don't hate
I think
the player,
some,
hate the game.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Really?
Mm. I think after some introspection, like, did you become single while I was already in the divorce process?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the order of events, but in my head, the moment I came on the air and said, because it was like a 2-year divorce process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And I had my breakup like a year in to your.
Into my thing.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm going to come on air eventually when I'm allowed to be honest with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to go, hey, everyone, I've been lying. And we did do that break.
Yeah.
I've been lying and I'm actually divorced. And then I'm going to have to wade through piles of vagina on my way to my car. Yeah. It's like, step aside. Just, okay. And then I'm going to set up like the thing at the DMV where you take a ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, now serving 197, yeah. Right? And yeah. It's like, come on over, get in the car.
We were ready. You had water wings and everything.
I did.
Like,
I had
everything. Get him out to the car.
But... It literally didn't happen. And then
not quite that way.
It didn't happen at all. Like I'm like, I'm divorced. People are like, oh.
People are like, we knew it. We saw.
It's the same as like when you tell people you've lost weight and they're going,
There you go.
All right. And you're like, no, I'm looking for like you look good.
Yeah,
like,
something.
Oh, good for you. Something. Yeah. Don't just like, yeah.
I thought like, oh wow, you're single?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here comes body parts flung at, and like, not at all. And then I was like, well, maybe it's just different out there. And then Aaron's like, I just got on Hinge and I have 14 billion matches. Yeah. And my phone is just defaulted into a pee-pee pic. It's just like, you're,
luckily,
like, I'm jealous.
I have not received any of those this whole time.
You really haven't?
Really?
No. Yeah.
In the dating life, you haven't?
Yeah.
Fellas, all
no.
right.
Oh, we're sorry, like, sorry. I thought you were going to
No, don't do it. I'm saying we're okay.
No, it's good.
We're turning
yeah.
the corner.
Yeah.
That's good.
I am proud of mankind right now.
I am too.
Just total side note, and I know that you'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent one ever in your life?
My wife.
You have?
Yeah, I've sent one to my
just
wife.
Just to her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've sent.
Yeah, it's not like a group chat or anything.
It's not what I meant. Yeah.
Mother-in-law, the whole thing is like, oh, that was supposed to be a Leo pick. I've never sent one.
Really?
I've never even taken one.
That's good.
Why would you?
I don't like it. I'm definitely not a pro at it at all. You got to work an angle that I don't quite have, and
because you don't want anything yeah. in the picture that could provide scale.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, where are those old magician coins I have that are like
they're really big? He's like, look at this quarter. Wait, that would be the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
There's a few of those mess up ones.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm just afraid of it getting out.
Yeah.
Like nothing you can do is going to prevent you from, like, it's eventually going to be, you, like, if you think you can delete it, it's still somewhere.
Yeah.
There's still some Apple genius employee who's like, the one time you got like a screen protector put on, they're like, hey, I got it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I would. So it's good that we're learning that there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Well, unfortunately, I'm surprised by that.
I do want to say that when you text into 51059, we can't get images, which is a real drag because we're seeing a whole plethora of like weird little things on our text line right now.
It's
like
parenthesis untitled parenthesis.
Yes. So please stop sending your D pics to Aaron right now. Just describe your D to Aaron at 510.
No, keep the streak alive. Don't ruin this. I like it. Like we're doing better as a species.
Oh my God, we're never going to be able to talk about this. No. Okay, so what is it about? What are you a pro at again?
I'm a pro at going to concerts. I have figured out the time to get there, the parking situation for almost every venue.
Oh my God,
like,
you're 100 years old.
No, I'm not, because I'm not.
No, you are, and I'm going to tell you why, because you leave early.
Sometimes.
You leave early to almost every show. Like, it makes me super mad. You were at Taylor Swift, and you left early. Yep. And like there was, by the way, you knew the set list.
I did. That's one of my favorite things. I look at the set list for like a week before the show and I just listen to it in order.
Great. But there were killer songs.
Yeah. I missed Mastermind.
Don't care.
Okay.
No, but that's a good one. No, big ones. I don't know. Mastermind
is a big one.
No, I don't remember that song. Like
it's the chess looking one. Anyways,
I stopped caring after Reputation.
Oh, there was a lot after Reputation.
So. I know I didn't like Folklore or Ever Block, whatever.
Well, one of them was before. So.
I don't like those.
Okay.
Yeah, it just felt like I need to wear like a cardigan or like a sweater while I listen to this.
It was just
I'm not
little too artsy for me.
Yeah.
Like 1989, holy crap, it's a hit from front to back. Reputation's kind of the same. It's just so angry at Kanye that you love that album. Lover's got a couple and she never got to go out on the... Didn't that have Calm Down on it and stuff?
That was at the very beginning.
Of what?
Of her show. She opened with it.
Okay, I'm just saying that's when I stopped caring because then the new stuff is just like...
No, it's good.
It's
anyways,
me.
Okay.
I'm the problem with me. Hi. I know. We even play that song and I feel bad that people are now stopping to text their DPs and now going, Slacker, you're an idiot. Taylor, whatever.
Now I don't know what to text.
But I mean, I think it makes you very old lady to leave a show early before.
Sure.
Bands build to a crescendo and you...
Gotta get my walker up.
Bands build to a fake encore. And that drives me nuts.
It's not always fake.
No, it's always fake.
No, it's not. Not if they haven't played your favorite song.
It's
like One Republic holds back, like, what did they hold back? Did they hold back Good Life? No, they held back something that they're like.
What's the one from the Hot movie?
Oh, I Ain't Worried?
Yeah.
I know, they played that in the middle, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, you're like, oh, come on, you got to like, all my secrets. No, it wasn't secrets. It was something big and you're just like, come on. You know you're going to come back out and do it, so it's not fake.
It is fake.
It's not fake because you know you want to hear it.
Exactly. They left the stage, lights went off, and they're like, we haven't played the one yet.
I know,
and they're going to come back on. It's fake.
But if you were
I hate it.
They're all backstage. They got their ear to the curtain. Like, are they cheering loud enough? I don't know. Like, should we go back out?
I hate the fake encore.
It's not fake because, like, when you're on stage, you just, like, everyone needs a little break, and you want to know how much they love you.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
Should we do a similar thing?
Like, yes.
We're all done. Show's over for today, unless you text in.
Text in your DPs.
No.
5105. Okay, so whatever it is about your concert going.
Yes.
We don't have time to get to it right now. We'll find out whatever Aaron wants to tell us if we can stop interrupting.
I'm never
going to
get through all these texts. Oh my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can I talk about...
I guess. I interrupt too much, I think, is the problem. Because
no,
we're getting...
Tangents are good. Sorry, I was at the dentist this morning and I'm still a little numb.
Still?
Yeah. Well, because I told him, because being a ginger, it's so true that anesthesia wears off faster. You need more. And so I told him, like, yes, it wears off.
That's a real thing. I think you've said that before. And like, I forget it every time you tell me that. Mm-hmm. So do painkillers do the same thing?
That I don't know.
So like when you got your wisdom teeth out, you woke up in the middle.
Well, I was awake from mine.
But you've woken up in a surgery or something.
Yeah.
That's
So just based on your hair color?
It's red hair is actually a gene mutation. So it's in the same.
Oh. So do they know that, or do you remind them?
Most doctors know it, but I will still remind them.
I would remind them.
Yeah.
So they just had to get nuts on you. So I wonder if that's what's wrong with me. Because I definitely am like a calico cat.
Yeah.
And they can't get me numb enough.
Maybe.
Like for bottom teeth, they have to shoot one into my neck.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the last time he didn't have the kind that goes into your neck. So then they were like, well, he's like, I'll have to order it and you'll have to come back later. And I'm like, can we just get through it? So they gave me squeeze balls and one of the hygienists just came and basically held my arm down so I didn't beat him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Because it's just like, they were doing like a crown or something and they were like super close to the nerve and I'm just like, son of a, like, you know that, like it goes like, wing. It's like, it feels weird and it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, sorry, tangents. Back to you. We were trying to find out why.
Yeah, so I was at a concert and the audience, it was at Fiddler's, so it was a pretty big audience and like pretty vastly different in demographic.
Okay.
And there happened to be a group of teenage girls, and I'm assuming they were teenage because not one of them had a single alcoholic drink.
Okay. Could have just been a support group.
No, they looked young and they had a digital camera, which is super trendy now.
What?
It's back. I kind of like it.
I like that too.
Yeah. I want to get one.
You guys try so hard to be different for stupid things. Then why don't you get a rotary phone in your house, a-hole? That's
no one uses a house phone. Otherwise, I would.
No one uses a camera because what's in your iPhone is way better than a cyber shot.
But it takes up a lot of storage.
Yeah. It's like a flashback. I remember like having I remember my parents got me a digital camera when our marching band went to Disney World on our marching band trip. They're like, this will be great. You can take a bunch of pictures. And I was not used to cameras at all. And I just took pictures of all the animals that when we went on the safari thing at Disney World. So I was just like, here's like a kangaroo. Here's this. And they're like, no, we
went like pictures of your friends.
You and your friends, you know? I was like, yeah.
But it was before selfies. You never held your
kid. No,
you never held
that out. This was the interesting thing that happened was like, I saw a zebra. Here's the picture. And they're still mad.
I have
I'm mad too. Now that I'm older, like, what was I thinking? Who cares? Yeah,
those are stupid pictures. You can delete them. I have a drawer full of old cameras if you want them.
Oh my gosh, actually?
Yeah.
I would love that.
No, no, I don't want to.
Can I come over?
No.
Is this an invite?
No, you can't. No.
I will be over
it
later
is
tonight.
Not an invitation, weirdo, who goes to concerts and leaves early. So, okay, what's your point about your teenage girls?
Well, so they were taking so many pictures and having a blast, and I was so happy for them. But this older couple in front of me was just making fun of them. And the dad actually got up because they were kind of in the aisle. And the dad actually got up. They were taking a picture with the stage behind them. And he like took a picture of them taking a picture. And one of my biggest regrets is not standing in front of him to block his photo. Like he was just a grade A1 D-bag.
Like, I'm not happy about the digital cameras, but if you want to go there, I'm not going to.
They were
like,
having fun. They were not disrupting anyone.
Yeah, no, then let's find that dude.
I want to. They like, were so annoying and just angry.
How old are we talking about? Okay. You're afraid to say.
Mid-50s.
Did he take his picture with an iPad?
It was a sketch artist.
Okay. Nobody did. The wife had her phone sideways, which is another boomer thing.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. That flipped, quite literally, no pun intended. But that, for a while, it was like, you got to turn it sideways to get landscape. And then it changed, I think, with TikTok. And then it's like, no.
I think that's stupid. Because there's certain things. First off, if I'm shooting a movie, look, turn around behind you. Turn around behind you. What's behind you?
I'm not looking.
A TV?
I'm not turning around.
It's a 16:9 ratio. It's longer width than it is height. So when I'm shooting video, I turn my phone.
What movie are you filming?
What festivals are you getting into?
You guys, you just do. And then sometimes, like if I'm taking a picture of my TV, like it's like, hey, I'm currently watching The Sound of Music. I have a friend who's way into Sound of Music. And I'm like, I'm watching Sound of Music. They would probably want to know that. So I take a picture this way and the whole TV's not in it. So I'm like, ugh.
No one wants to know that you're watching The Sound of Music.
They do.
But the other thing, so after the concert, I let the older couple just like, I tried not to let them get under my skin. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gas station right next door afterwards, obviously.
Yes.
And it happened to be a Quick Trip. So it was my first time in a Quick Trip. I walk in, I turn to the right, and there's like 12 slushy machines. And I was like, Tiek is right. I'm in heaven.
Yeah. The story has a happy ending.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.